All right, Monday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hey to everybody in the chat. Chopper Supernut is on. Genie Malfeasy's on. D9597 is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Hassle Free TV is on. US Abbey Girl is on. Kev FM1 is on. Joe Heathen is on. Nitsua 99 is on. R Major 79 is on. Aphrodites is on. Why Not Me is on. Mike Griffith's on. Mom for Boys is on. Jeffrey Burns Tileman is on. Salty Gonads is on. Milwaukee James is on. LA 106 Times is on. Allen 6221 is on. Sexy Pony is on. Daniel Armstrong Wreck is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Dave Souders is on. Confederate One is on. Steffa Toms is on. Golf Master One is on. Judy Anita is on. Jamil Hausen is on. Wilbur's Butt is on. Kept Guy One is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Ambully is on. Richard Perry 49. Confederate One is on. Conservative Waffles on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Those Jesus people are on. Lizzie 859 is on. Volvo 960 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Joe Heathen's on. Kathy 1604 is on. Let me see. Granite 2468 is on. 50925 McDonald is on. Peg McGroin is on. Pitrock 68 is on. Shaylin 04 is on. Trough 54924 is on. Let me see. Lisa Sobo is on. Luigi Valentino is on. Aaron Yeager's on. Grinadum is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's hop right to this. Put up the first one for me, Brent. Just to let you know, here's the Ukraine situation. Wondering what the title is all about. We have Trump victories. We have CC's cabinet compromises that I don't like that we'll get to in just a minute. But overall, Trump victories. But they're trying to stir up, either escalate the war in Ukraine or absolutely cover for all of their malfeasance via starting a nuclear war. As I've stated for the record, I do not believe that there is a quickly upcoming nuclear war. I do not believe that. But there's obviously a purposeful escalation going on here. Lots of things happening, and we need to, of course, look into it. So let's go. This is from NewYorkTimes.com. So this is not right-wing conspiracy when you are absolutely dealing with the den of left-wing conspiracy, the New York Times. So U.S. and European officials are discussing deterrence as a possible security guarantee for Ukraine. Discussing deterrence, such as stockpiling a conventional arsenal sufficient to strike a punishing blow if Russia violates a ceasefire. Okay, now that's a little bit duplicitous in that statement, because you do have Trump. We wonder, it gets kind of complicated, because you actually have the real president, which is Donald Trump. You're like, no, Biden's the real president. No, Biden was fraudulently elected. And now with Trump being the president-elect, you have the real president who's actually trying to orchestrate a ceasefire, which I believe is acknowledged in this article on NewYorkTimes.com. But while Donald Trump is trying to orchestrate a ceasefire, they're talking about stockpiling conventional weapons inside of Ukraine. Now look at the next part. Several officials even suggested that Mr. Biden could return to nuclear weapons, could return nuclear weapons to Ukraine that were taken from it after the fall of the Soviet Union. Now let's look at, again, this is a shrouded statement, a mystery, like I always say in church, shrouded in mist. It's actually a lie. What they're trying to do is perpetrate a lie that at one point we had nuclear weapons inside of Ukraine. The nuclear weapons that were inside of Ukraine were not from NATO, were not from the United States, were not from the European Union. They were actually from Russia. Remember when Russia owned Ukraine, Russia had nuclear weapons. So they make it sound like, hey, there used to be nuclear weapons in there, so now we're going to return to nuclear weapons being then there. There hasn't been any nuclear weapons in Ukraine that we know of since the fall of the Soviet Union, when Ukraine was part of Russia, i.e. behind the Iron Curtain. So again, this is just fraudulent, just a fraudulent statement, a very misleading statement, and it's misleading on purpose so that people go, oh, the low information citizens of the United States go, well, you know, there used to be nuclear weapons in there, so why not put nuclear weapons back in there? Nothing happened then, nothing will happen now. We have never had nuclear weapons in there. NATO has never, there's never been NATO nuclear weapons in there, or United States nuclear weapons in there, or Israeli nuclear weapons in there, French nuclear weapons in there, UK nuclear weapons in there, Pakistani nuclear weapons in there, Indian nuclear weapons in there. I'm trying to name all the nuclear nations. There hasn't been any in there at all. The only nuclear weapons that have ever been in there are Russian nuclear weapons, and that was during the time of the Soviet Union. But this is an intentionally misleading statement by the New York Times because they are running the propaganda for the globalist left, i.e. the Democratic Party. That would be an instant and enormous deterrent. Oh, really? It would be an instant and an enormous deterrent to put nuclear weapons inside of Ukraine? Let's ask ourselves a question. And this is what I always do with people, whether it's when I'm preaching or counseling people or anything else. Do you want on you what you put on other people? Do you, if you're one of these people that's like super moody and super nasty to people all the time, but then you're very much offended by them being nasty and moody to you, that answers that question. You don't want on you what you put on other people. So just imagine if ships started to pull into Cuba, or ships started to pull into Mexico, and ships started to pull into Canada, and Canada decided to cooperate in Mexico, because, of course, Justin Trudeau loves communism. His number one favorite dictator, favorite government on the planet is Xi Jinping's CCP. And they just started to, and CCP does, and the PLA does winter military practices inside of Canada. So anyway, so Canada decides to cooperate, and Mexico and Cuba would already, I mean, Mexico, you know, is a tweener, and then Cuba, of course, would cooperate. And they start to install nuclear weapons there. Would that be a deterrent for us or an instigation? We'd all go, oh, we're never going to fire our nuclear weapons because there's nuclear weapons, you know, in Havana. There's nuclear weapons in Montreal. There's nuclear weapons inside of Mexico. That's going to be a deterrent to us? So imagine being somebody so galactically ignorant, in a galactic way, lacking integrity and human dignity, actually writing something like this or considering something like this or trying to implement at a governmental level something like this. Do you honestly believe that putting nuclear weapons in the state next to the Soviet Union, after you violated the NATO agreement over and over and over again, which we've put in 17 countries into NATO after we swore we wouldn't add a single country that was next to Russia, that we would never encroach on Russia with NATO countries. And we've added 17 countries since then. Oh, Tom's pro-Russia. I'm not pro-Russia. I'm pro-keeping your word. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. If your no at that, if your no in that treaty is, when with the old treaty, when you're dealing with, when they decided to take down the Iron Curtain, surrender the eastern part of Germany, they said, we will do all of this if you will simply agree to never let NATO encroach any closer to Russia than it is right now. And everybody said yes and signed on the dotted line. And then since then, we've added 17 countries to that, to NATO. And we want to add Ukraine to it. So that, and why do we keep adding countries to NATO? So that whenever you are a NATO country, you can only buy your military weaponry from NATO-approved contractors. That's why. So the military-industrial complex, i.e. BlackRock, i.e. Klaus Schwab, i.e. the Democratic Party, continually gets funded by the military-industrial complex. So, it's just like the United States. If you give $600 million to Planned Parenthood, then Planned Parenthood, that's me and you do that, our taxpayer dollars, via Democratic Party administrations. And then Planned Parenthood gives $100 million into the campaign to run against Carrie Lake for the senatorial race inside of Arizona. So that's how it always works. We want to make sure we fund the military industrial complex because they fund us. And then you see, you fund them, they fund us. We, you know, they fund us, then we fund them. And it's just a giant symbiote, circle bleep. So I'll finish the bottom. That would be an instant and enormous deterrent, really. But such a step would be complicated and have serious implications. I thought you said it was a deterrent. Now you're talking about serious implications. I'll just flat out tell everybody watching right now and everybody who will watch on Christian Television Network, the 860 people that I can see that are watching right now, that it was not, it will not be a deterrent. And I can't even imagine right now that there are serious, they're not serious people. I shouldn't even say serious. They're in serious positions because the people behind this are Keir Starmer, who is elected by, I think, 7-8% of the population of the UK, and Emmanuel Macron, who is elected by about 19% parliamentary systems, about 19% of the citizenry of France voted for Emmanuel Macron. And Emmanuel Macron is married to some freaking alien. I mean, like, you know, like some people are like, you know, I try to be mature and I hold off on, I don't try to hold off on anything. It's weird, okay? You watch, look at freaking pictures of his wife. I mean, it's weird. I mean, it just is freaking weird. It, I mean, these people are all freak shows. So anyway, so the latest is we're going to deal with Russia by considering putting nuclear weapons inside of Ukraine. That's the thought processes of the Biden administration, Emmanuel Macron and Keir Starmer. Germany's come out and said, heck to the no, to the no, no, no. You know why Germany would say that? Because they lost, what, 500 million people in World War II? They're really not interested in that. Thank you very much. I'm exaggerating. I don't know how many they lost. But millions and millions and millions of people they lost. It was a couple hundred million. But anyway, so, I mean, they're like, no, we're out. I mean, so Germany, which, by the way, is the heartbeat of the European Union economy. That is the, it is the absolute backbone of that economy. And they're saying, heck no. And Germany's actually trying to, in some way, shape, or form, is trying to normalize relationships with Russia. And it's so funny, too, because all of these people are still getting oil from Russia, including us. I mean, you're like, how does the system really work? Because nobody is working for you and me. They're all working for their own personal self-interest, their own personal self-aggrandizement, their own personal profit, and their own personal fame. It's gotten all disguised as national interest. Not even disguised. All stated as national interest or top secret, you know, top secret situation. None of it's top secret. None of it's national security. It's corporate globalism. It's corporate merging with governance, which is fascism. A bunch of people profiting off of a problem. And then they say, we can't talk about it because it's classified and it's a national security situation. It is not. It has no national security interest whatsoever. I mean, just imagine even thinking about putting nuclear weapons. And that's where we are right now. It's just, why would you ever think to allow 15,000 unvetted people to walk into your country per day like we have under the Biden administration, where we have somewhere between 12 and 20 million people that have been let in. So somewhere between a New York City and a half and two New York cities have been let in over the last 3 years and 10 months. Imagine thinking that is a wise thing to do. And you're like, well, they actually do think it's a wise thing to do because, again, it is for their own personal self-interest, whether political or financial, whatever it may be, and for their own personal self-aggrandizement. And it's also oaths of allegiance saying, you know what? I'm on board with the globalist movement coming out of Davos, coming out of Beijing, coming out of London, and coming out of Washington, D.C. All right, Dr. C video. Wow, look at that real journalism. Here's Tucker on the Ukraine. Play for me.
So this is a tweet from me. I don't normally read people's tweets, but in standing with Ukraine, the Biden-Harris administration convinced them, Ukraine, to abandon a peace deal that would have ceded only half of the territory that Russia now occupies. And for that opportunity to lose twice as much of their homeland, they paid with tens of thousands of innocent lives. We did this to control the 11 trillion of minerals under the Donbas. We did it to grind down the Russian war machine on the grist of Ukrainian teenagers. We did it to hand out hundreds of billions of dollars to U.S. hedge funds who are, as we speak, carving up rights to Ukraine's fertile soil and vast mineral resources. The truth is, the United States has never stood with the people of Ukraine. That is simply a jingle, an ad campaign broadcast to those who have never been there, designed to sell taxpayers on the appeal of prolonging war for profit. We have cost Ukraine her territory. We have cost Ukraine her children. The war hawks and the bankers are no friends to Ukraine. Whoa!
All right, so there you go. Now, the peace deal that was thwarted by Boris Johnson, being dispatched there by Joe Biden. Remember, there was already a peace accord in place. It was already done. Look at where we are now, where Emmanuel Macron, Keir Starmer, and Joe Biden, France, UK, United States, are talking about putting nuclear weapons inside of Ukraine. I'll get to this in a second. I'm not going to jump too far ahead of it because this is the next part's coming up. It's just flash that for me. Here's the preview from the Gateway Pundit. There it is. Senior NATO official says to prepare for wartime scenarios, Britain and France consider deploying troops. All right, now bring it back to me, and we'll go to that in a second, Brian. Thank you. So there you go. That's where we are now. France and the UK are considering deploying troops into the Ukraine and deploying nuclear weapons and creating a large stockpile of conventional weapons. And here's the downside of Germany. Germany is alleged to be amassing 800,000 troops on its borders right now. And you're like, oh, this sounds like we're in World War III. We are. I didn't say we weren't going to be in World War III. I said we're not going to have a nuclear conflict. We are in the middle of it. Hopefully, Trump can stop it. Wars have been stopped before. But this is exactly, everyone always thinks that history is somehow delineated from them. It's not connected to them. We look back, that's history. This is how World War II started. Germany took over Poland, took over Czechoslovakia. That's what happened. That's how World War II started. That's it. You had an assassination that started World War I. All bourgeois elitists that know each other, and they don't fight in it. Millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people die, and their families, not one person dies, i.e. Bidens and Bushes and all the rest of them. So you had this peace accord was already in place. Volodymyr Zelensky, Vladimir Putin already agreed. You know what the only thing that had to be given up in that peace accord was that Ukraine could not become a part of NATO. They didn't even need to give any territorial concessions at all. No territorial concessions at all. Just simply not be a part of NATO. Now, if they would have signed it, now according to Tucker, now I've heard two different things, but I'm going to go with what Tucker says here. According to that peace accord, they were going to have to give up some measure of land. I never heard that until Tucker said it, but I actually believe Tucker over what I've stated before, because he's probably looked at it in more detail and talked to more people than I have, obviously, because I haven't talked to anybody. I just read. But anyway, so according to what Tucker says, that peace accord would have cost them one half of the territory they've already lost now with no dead people. So they would have signed that peace accord. They would have lost half the territory that they've already lost, and nobody would be dead instead of the 600,000 Ukrainian casualties. And I'm hearing 600,000 are actually dead, and it's a million casualties. And why? Who is after the $11 trillion of minerals under Ukraine? And isn't it kind of weird, too? It's always sort of weird that suddenly we're wanting to fight to the death for Ukraine, but not for Afghanistan. Could it be that there's a backroom deal between Xi Jinping and Joseph Robinette Biden? Because Xi Jinping has all the dirt on Biden. And again, in another way, so does Volodymyr Zelensky. I'll get to that in a second. But so Xi Jinping has dirt on Biden because he knows that Biden, that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden flew over on Air Force Two in 2014, securing a $1.4 billion payoff for Hunter Biden, for Rosemont Seneca, for his consultancy fees from Chinese-controlled banks. Remember the WhatsApp message? That was with Chinese-controlled fossil fuels companies. Well, that's not even to do with the $1.4 billion that Hunter Biden secured from Chinese-controlled banks in 2014, when him and Joe flew over together. And so they have all the dirt on Joe Biden. So Joe Biden says, you know what? I'm just going to give up Bagram Air Force Base and all of Afghanistan, which, by the way, Afghanistan, although it might appear to be a giant desert full of rocks, it's got tons and tons of minerals that are needed in lithium-ion batteries. Everybody wants to go electric, not you and me, because we're not stupid, but everybody wants to go electric. And then they give up all those military, and then they allow the CCP to come in, right? Well, now they want the minerals under Ukraine. So, are they trying to make up for what they lost in Afghanistan? And what's funny is they get leveraged both ways. So, because Xi Jinping has leverage over Biden, because he knows that Hunter Biden received money from CCP-controlled banks. They know that, so they're extorting Joe Biden to get Afghanistan. And now, Volodymyr Zelensky is extorting Joe Biden so that Joe Biden can have the minerals to make up for what he lost in Afghanistan. Could that be? I don't know. I honestly don't know. But there's a whole lot of deals being made that you and I aren't allowed to know about and don't know about. And if we tried to find out, they'd be classified because they're national security issues or national security interests. And none of them are. None of them are. We should be able to know why it is that these globalist leftist bourgeois elitists with bunkers hundreds of feet under the ground want to drag us into a nuclear conflict. All right, go to the next one for me. Gateway pundit. Senior NATO official says to prepare for wartime scenario as Britain and France consider deploying troops into Ukraine. Now, I want you to listen to the asinine idiocy of these people like that. Now, that guy right there, what's his name? Rob Bauer. He's a Dutch admiral. So he's from the Netherlands, who has basically no military. How in the world does he earn all of those ribbons when he's never done anything? I want everyone to just, let's name the impact of the Dutch Navy on the globe or the military from the Netherlands. You might not like it that you're from, I don't care whether you like it or not. You're a great agricultural state, number two agricultural producer on the planet only after the United States is the Netherlands. But your military freaking sucks and is non-existent. And the only reason why you exist as the Netherlands is because of the United States of America protecting you for years and years and years and years. And now you're going to subvert the American people by instigating a nuclear or even a World War III conventional style war. And that's how you repay us? I mean, who is this guy? Here's the article, Gateway Pundit, a senior NATO official. Ooh, why are you a senior NATO official when you have no military? You have no qualifications. Let's go over the great victories, the military victories of the Dutch people, shall we? And there aren't any. Why in the world are we listening to these people at all? I mean, let's just all think of it. Let's go over all the great military victories coming out of the Netherlands. There aren't any. But yet, here he is, a senior NATO official who has no qualification to be such, has urged people to prepare for a wartime scenario as various European countries consider the deployment of troops to Ukraine. Why? Tell me why that is. Because Russia... The excuse is always Russia is going to go from Ukraine into Poland, into Hungary, whatever it may be. Why haven't they done it already then? None of you could stop Russia. You're going to deploy Admiral Rob Bauer to stop Russia? He gets all his ribbons out there. Hey, I'm Rob Bauer. I've got my ribbons. Stop Russia. Stop. Is that what you're going to do? What exactly is the Netherlands Navy going to do? I mean, I'd love to know. But as European countries consider the deployment of troops to Ukraine, for what? For what? To stop Russia from doing what they've never done and have no intention of doing? So again, and I don't mean to draw it all back to this, but we've all seen the example of this already. So you're going to offer a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, and that should sound eerily familiar, i.e. COVID, i.e. global warming or climate change, a problem that does not exist. We're going to offer a solution to it or cause the problem and then offer us a solution to the problem you caused, i.e. Russian aggression. There would be no Russian aggression if Boris Johnson hadn't gone there and instigated Volodymyr Zelensky to not agree with the peace treaty with Volodymyr Zelensky. And by the way, that peace treaty was witnessed by, and the agreement was witnessed by, the former prime minister of Israel. The chair of NATO's military committee, this is the chair, is Rob Bauer from the Netherlands. This guy's in charge. Again, name these great victories coming out of the Netherlands. And he's the chair of NATO's military committee? This guy? Dutch Admiral Rob Bauer said in Brussels on Monday that businesses must be prepared for the worst as tensions with Russia continue to escalate. Let me put everybody's mind at ease, shall I? And hopefully get this word, if anybody has any connections to the Netherlands, go ahead and get all your businesses in order, because there's a nuclear war. You ain't going to have no business to get in order. You're not going to have a life to worry about. You're going to be dead. Nuclear war using the global thermal ICBM hypersonic technology that we have now, 7 out of 8 billion people are freaking dead, and this moron is telling businesses to be prepared? For what? For being dead? If you can make sure, get this. This is from Rob Bauer, this military strategical expert who's never done one military thing in his life. If we can make sure that all the crucial services and goods can be delivered no matter what. Oh, really? How's that going to work? Everybody realizes that last week, Russia fired for the very first time on a weapons and ammo depot inside of Ukraine, the first ever ICBM missile, right? Intercontinental ballistic missile. Everybody realized no country's ever shot one of those except for testing at another country in the history of the world. Look how good the Biden administration. Another first for the Biden administration. 20 million illegals they've let in this country, hyperinflation, wars everywhere, tensions in Taiwan, war in the Middle East, the worst military debacle in American history in Afghanistan, one disaster after another, a woke, worthless military that we have now, worthless because of Biden. They could turn it around right now if they wanted to. All in a matter of 3 years and 10 months. Amazing the accomplishments of the Biden administration. But now, the first time we've ever had our credit rating reduced. That's where we are now. And I don't mean, just so everybody knows, I don't mean that our military is worthless. I mean, they've been made a lot less good, and they're not as good as they were. They've gone down a bunch of notches in military readiness. But anyway, so these are all firsts for the Biden administration, amazing firsts for the Biden administration. And look where we are now, where Russia's firing an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time ever. And notice, I've talked about this in church on Sunday. How did everybody's missile defense systems work against it as it flies at hypersonic speed? Did they work? Because they're in place. Don't we have missile defense systems over Ukraine? Yes. How'd they work? Nothing. And Vladimir Putin basically said, do you notice how nothing's working? And do you notice what we're doing? And that you may not want this to be? He knows that we have them to fire at him too. He knows that, but he's letting everybody know because everybody lives in sweet oblivion and thinking those wars are wars of the past. Obviously never reading the book of Revelation, the Battle of Armageddon, because that's coming. Am I saying this is it? No, I don't believe this is going to escalate into a nuclear conflict. I've already told you that's where I stand. But it's just amazing where we are now. If we can make sure that all crucial services and goods can be delivered, not only will they not be delivered, they won't exist anymore. Imagine living in the oblivion that this military expert lives in. Sadly, he continued. We're seeing that with the growing number of sabotage acts, and Europe has been seen with the energy supply of Finland's communication line with Germany was cut supposedly by a Chinese ship. That's what they're saying. Do I believe any of this? What didn't they tell us that the Nord Stream pipeline was blown up by Russia, which built the Nord Stream pipeline? Did they blew up their own? That has been the propagandist story. That has been the party line up until about 6 months ago. It was finally acknowledged that Ukraine did it, and Ukraine didn't do it without our help. Obviously, they don't have the ability to do it. You know, there's my guy, military expert Rob Bauer. Let's look at the history books of all of his military accomplishments and conquests, shall we? You got something, Aaron?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I looked them up real quick. I'm not going to go through the list, but his ribbons.
Netherlands military victories?
Yeah, all of his ribbons.
Oh, his ribbons.
They're basically all just ribbons saying that he's served. That's it. That means nothing, though. None of those right there mean anything. I looked at each one.
Oh, I can't believe it. I thought he'd been the territories that he's conquered for the Netherlands.
Yeah, he's like George Washington.
Yeah, the Netherlands has always been thought of as this powerhouse country, this military powerhouse, right? Yeah, I'm making fun of him. I don't care. If you're going to be an ignoramus, I'm going to make fun of your country. We're seeing that with the growing number of sabotage acts, there's a growing number. What are they? As we see, all these people die of COVID. Where? Growing number of sabotage acts. Where? We're transgender homicide. Transgender genocide. Where? All these white supremacist terrorists that are threatening the sovereignty of the United States of America. Where? It's all fake. Growing number of sabotage attacks. No, there isn't. There's one that we know of. That's it. And Europe has seen that with energy supply. And Europe has seen that with energy supply. We thought we had energy supply. The Nord Stream pipeline that Ukraine blew up. Is that what you're talking about? Rob? I mean, it's the same sort of argument that they're making right there that they made with the article out of New York Times. We want to put nuclear weapons that were there. We want to put nuclear weapons back in Ukraine that were there before. Yeah, by the Soviet Union. And then he says the acts of sabotage that we've seen that have hit the energy supply of Europe that you and Ukraine did. You're talking about. We thought we had a deal with Gazprom, but we actually had a deal with Mr. Putin. And the same goes for Chinese-owned infrastructure and goods. We actually have a deal with Xi Jinping. Yeah, they're all still dealing together. We are naive, this is him still talking, if we think the Communist Party will never use that power. Business leaders in Europe and America need to realize that commercial decisions they make have strategic consequences for the security of their nation. So Bauer is now going to talk to the West about our economics in the Netherlands. So the Netherlands is now going to preach to the United States about economics. The Netherlands, which does not exist, if it didn't exist under the wing of the United States of America, they'd already be speaking Russian and Chinese, if not German. I mean, remember, look how great they did in World War II. Man, they were great. I mean, could they have bent over any faster for the Reichstag, for the Blitzkrieg? Could they have bent over any faster? We surrender. Nobody shot. Were any guns actually shot? Were there actually any rounds put down range? We surrender. And now this guy's going to lecture all of us. Businesses need to be prepared. Why get prepared if there's nothing? If there's no business left to prepare? Why, as a business, get ready to prepare when your business no longer exists? Businesses need to be prepared for a wartime scenario. Why do we need to prepare for something that you could easily stop from happening? By simply not putting troops in there. By simply not creating a conventional stockpile of weapons. By, of course, not installing nuclear weapons inside of Ukraine. Again, it's like everybody put a mask on, stand 6 feet apart, close down your businesses, take 10 vaccinations as a response, as our dictated response to the problem that we caused. He's asking everybody to get prepared. Everybody get ready for war. Why not, instead of saying that, not have a war, actually stop the war from ever occurring? Because the war benefits Robbie somehow. It benefits him somehow. He's speaking for somebody that it benefits somehow. Businesses need to be prepared for a wartime scenario and adjust their production and distribution lines accordingly, says the expert in warfare, Rob Bauer. Pull him up in the history books. He's like Patton, right next to Patton and MacArthur. Because while it may be the military who wins battles, this is a little platitude. It's going to be like a meme for him. He thinks this is going to put him in the history books as a recognized military expert and hero. Because it may be the military that wins battles, but it's the economies that wins wars. An idiot. Bauer's comments come as the risk of an all-out war with Moscow continues to rise after the Biden regime approved the use of long-range missile striking, that's our TACMs, and yet the storm shadows that now are being shot into Russia right now from the Ukraine, and now French ones are supposed to be shot today, tomorrow, the next day. According to the report from Le Monde, both Britain and France are currently discussing the idea of deploying troops to Ukraine in a bid to support the anti-Russian war effort. RBC Ukraine notes the United Kingdom and France do not rule out the possibility of a foreign military contingent in Ukraine. This is because of the risks surrounding Donald. Why are they doing it? Because of the risks of Donald Trump's victory. I mean, again, it's 9. Oh, my gosh. Is it really 9:49?
Yes.
Man alive. But anyway, we're going to go a little long tonight. A little long. All right. But anyway, just a little bit long. 10:20. Something like that. 10:21 max. 10:21. Why in the world would you be deploying troops because of Donald Trump's victory? How did that change the war? Or is it that Donald Trump's victory is going to stop a war that you want to continue for nefarious purposes? nefarious purposes, where this is, of course, the money laundering, corrupt central country of the world. This is the money laundering, corrupt capital of the world is Ukraine. The most corrupt country on the planet is Ukraine. Got a cover for Democratic Party and Rhino Party malfeasance inside of Ukraine. Got a cover up for Privat Bank in Ukraine, Metabiota in Ukraine, Burisma in Ukraine, Biden in Ukraine, Pelosi in Ukraine, Romney in Ukraine, the IMF in Ukraine, BlackRock in Ukraine. You got to cover up for all of that. You want to be arsonist and firefighter, burn Ukraine down, and then fund building it back up via BlackRock, via the IMF, everything else. But lo and behold, the United Kingdom and France do not rule out the possibility of a military contingency inside of Ukraine because of the risks surrounding Donald Trump's victory in the U.S. presidential election. What are the risks? The risk is that Donald Trump's going to not allow there to be a war any longer. How is that a risk? It's only a risk if you want continual war. According to the agency's resources, discussions about sending Western troops and private defense companies to Ukraine have now intensified again. The details of the debate on this issue are classified, of course. But they have intensified after Trump's electoral victory. Le Monde notes the first initiative was made by, of course, French President Emmanuel Macron. This is all a Gateway pundit article. At that time, it provoked strong opposition from some European countries led by Germany. At the same time, the scenario was not buried. The agency adds that based on their information, the initiative has been revived in recent weeks, particularly following British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's visit to France during the November 11th celebrations. However, the future of the war in Ukraine will inevitably depend on the position taken by Donald Trump, who has long suggested that he will bring both sides to the negotiating table at the first opportunity. Following Trump's stunning victory over Kamala Harris, he reportedly spoke with Russian leader Vladimir Putin and urged him to not continue to escalate the conflict. So there you go. I'm going to move on. Let me show you this. I could just keep commenting, but it's 9:51. So just side by side these for me, guys. And this, we'll do JR2 video first and just side by side it. This is a TACMS exploding inside of Russia, just so you know. I'm going to just let you see, because then there's like commentary afterwards. That's just long ways away. That's a TACMS exploding inside of Russia, as you can see, it, you know, in the distance. Not small. Okay, not small. You're going to do this? I mean, you're Sean Penn, and you're like, it's fine to use tactical nuclear weapons? Does Sean think he's going to live? I mean, does he honestly believe he's going to live? And you can go down in your bunkers like Zuckerberg all you want. First of all, the radiation, it takes the radiation about 30 days, if that, to get down to a concrete bunker. You're still a dead man. And then once you go up, you're still going to die from radiation. All right, go to the next one for me. Noel Roberts video. Well, there's two of them. Just let them play, guys. And I'll just let it go. I'm just going to show the explosion. We're going to go on. This is like right out of like Iron Man right here. Look at that freaking thing. Really? You're going to do that inside of Russia? Go to the next one. Just want you to see the gravity of this. This is the real world. This is how it really is. So you can see, look at that. Look at it go. And you're actually, a member of the Democratic Party. You're actually somebody who claims to have some sort of sense to you. You're going to send that inside of Russia for what reason? For what reason? Because you're going to defend democracy. Ukraine's not a democracy, so please throw that off the table. No opposition parties, no opposition media, no elections. How exactly are they a democracy? They are not. All right. So I wanted to show you that stuff when it comes to Ukraine. Let's switch subjects, because if I don't, I'm going to stay on it all night, because I just marvel at how stupid people are. I really do. I marvel at how dumb you are if you sit there and you go, you know what? We're going to put nuclear weapons inside of Ukraine. I marvel at that. I marvel that you live, and I guess maybe it's some sort of sublime oblivion that you honestly think that nothing could ever happen to you. Let me just reiterate this, and I'll close it out on Ukraine. Just remember, Alex Jones being my source here, there's 20 nuclear Russian subs in the Gulf of Mexico right now with hypersonic ICBMs in their subs that can reach New York City in 7 minutes, can reach Dallas, Texas in 60 seconds, Tampa Bay in 60 seconds. Now, that's the Gulf of Mexico. Let's hop over to the East Coast, where there's another 20 of them. And they can have the entire East Coast, New York City, Atlanta and any other Washington, D.C. on fire in less than 60 seconds. Hypersonic technology where you have, think about your plane when you're flying, you know, from Tampa to Atlanta, and that plane's going, what, Aaron, 600 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Something
least,
like that?
Yeah.
Okay, now times that by thousands. I mean, or just the miles per hour. Going thousands of miles per hour. Thousands of Mach 15. There's nothing that can stop it that we have right now that can stop it. Nothing can stop hypersonic technology. Nothing can. And then right off the West Coast, there's another 20 Russian subs. And we haven't built our military. We don't even build oil refineries. We haven't built an oil refinery in the United States since the early 90s. And we've fallen way behind on hypersonic technology because we're very concerned about female soldiers in the Army knowing how to shower with a fully penis female. That's in their general orders manual. The nuclear, Aaron sent this to me, the nuclear Russian submarines are carrying guided missiles with a range of, it's just 1,000 nautical miles. Just so you know.
We're fine.
And Sean Penn and all the rest of these people are, Alex Soros, I just celebrate that finally Joe Biden's approved the use of attackums inside to be shot from Ukraine in deep into Russia. I just rejoice that. Does Alex think he's going to live? You're not going to live. You're not going to live any more than anybody else. What is money going to do for you then? Your multi-million dollar mansion, your multi-billion dollar whatever mansion or business empire, it's immune to nuclear explosions? I mean, I can't imagine it. You know, I've got to get off of this because I can't. I just don't get it. I honestly don't get it. All right, so let's go move on to Jack Smith. I'm going to do a hard cut. There we go. That 9:56, and I've gone through, what, one slide? Oh, no, I got credit for three or four.
Yeah, you're on slide seven.
Slide seven. Seven, yeah. Slide seven. There we go. I only gave Brent 40, and we got to seven so far. Show's supposed to be over at 10.
Short night.
Short night tonight. I mean, it's a short week, short night, I think. All right, so Benny Johnson tweet, breaking, Jack Smith files to drop all four felony charges against Donald Trump. I thought this was, nobody was above the law. I thought this wasn't about, why is it that you prosecute him when he's running for president, but don't prosecute him once he's president? Because you've already lost, so there's no point in prosecuting him now. And by the way, nobody talks about this, but Donald Trump can pardon himself. Anyway, so you can prosecute him all. I pardon myself. You can prosecute him all you want. And this is all, you know, of course, I'm not going to get into that because then the show's over about these charges. You have the four prosecutions against Donald Trump, the West Palm Beach prosecution, which is Jack Smith, the Atlanta prosecution, which is Fannie Willis, which is totally disintegrated into oblivion. And then you have the Jack Smith prosecution for the insurrection in Washington, D.C. And, of course, the NYC Alvin Bragg, Matthew Colangelo prosecution in New York City. So all of them are falling apart. We've covered all of it. You know, the 34 felony convictions, they're setting court dates for all of that basically to be washed away, to be, you know, dismissed and everything else. So now Jack Smith is dropping all of his four felony charges. His supplemental indictments, because you had the immunity decision from the SCOTUS that took away half of Jack Smith or more of his charges in the Washington, D.C. case. His case was already dismissed on the classified documents case was already dismissed. So now I'm talking exclusively about the D.C. case. That was the half of his charges were lost in the immunity decision by the SCOTUS anyway. So he did a supplemental indictment so that he could reclassify all the things he was charging Donald Trump with and be able to say that what he did was the immunity decision coming from the SCOTUS was you can't charge a president with doing anything that he did under his official duties. So Jack Smith, in the original indictment, called all the things that he was charging Donald Trump with. He said in the original charging document, the original affidavit, that they were under his official duties. Then he took those exact same accusations and reclassified them as outside of his official duties in a superseding indictment. And now he's dropping all of it. And again, if this wasn't about politics, then why wouldn't you stick to your guns? There's nothing that, I mean, Jack Smith's going to be fired on January 20th anyway, but why wouldn't he stick to his guns for the next 54 days? How many more days we got left, Aaron? Go on that tracker. How many more days we got till Trump gets sworn in? I think it's 54, something like that. If there's got trackers everywhere, see if you can find one. Throw it up there when you find it. You can throw it up on the screen too, whenever you can. But anyway. 55 days. 55 days to go. So there you go. So again, if this was all about nobody's above the law and we're doing this because of righteousness and he committed crimes, then what happened to all your convictions? There were never convictions. There were never convictions. It was third world, banana republic, prosecutions for crimes that don't even exist. All right, let's go to the next one. Let me show you this Real Robert video. Here's John Ratcliffe talking about these charges against Donald Trump and the FBI's involvement. Play for me.
Yeah, so that famous photograph, what we have now learned, and the government has had, Jack Smith and his prosecutors have had to admit that that was staged. And those top secret classified sheets that all the public saw and said, oh my God, look at those top secret documents. Those were placed there by the FBI. What Jack Smith admitted in court this week was that, in his word, they mishandled the classified documents and misrepresented those to the court. Maria, that's a kind way of saying we tampered with the evidence, then we lied to the court about it. And they got caught when President Trump's lawyers and the other co-defendants raised this issue and said, look, the documents here don't match up. The documents that were presented to us don't match the digitally scanned records of when they were taken from Mar-a-Lago. And Jack Smith, not only did they tamper with that and lie to the court about it, but he's now admitted to the court that he doesn't know how that happened. He's only offered a number of possible explanations for how that could have happened. So he's absolutely blown the chain of custody. And again, he has a prosecutor, lead prosecutor in this case, Jay Bratt, who met with White House counsel and a representative of the National Archives in several times in the weeks before Jack Smith was even appointed. This reeks of crossfire hurricane when the Obama-Biden administration fabricated evidence before the FISA court, lied to the court about it to pursue Donald Trump, and now we're seeing it again in this classified documents case. The judge could dismiss this case at any point in time, Maria. I think the only reason that she hasn't is she wants to document this publicly.
One.
And there's our new CIA director, John Ratcliffe, right there talking about it. So, Brett, put up that photo side by side when you can. So these are, now you see all of the, Aaron, you got your cursor? Are you able to use your cursor or no?
Yep.
But when you can, just start pointing at the thing that I'm talking about. See all the yellow things right there? Okay, those did not exist at Mar-a-Lago. Those were not at Mar-a-Lago. Those were brought to the scene by the FBI when they raided Mar-a-Lago, when they were rooting through Melania Trump's underwear drawer, they brought those in with them. This was their staged photograph, as well as the red ones that you see. Those were all brought in by the FBI. And then they presented this to the court as if they found the documents at Mar-a-Lago where Donald Trump had these huge, Aaron, can you blow that up? Can you blow up the yellow section? If you can't, just, it's okay. I'm just going to keep talking. If I see you blow up, you're good. But anyway, yeah, there you go. See that? Now, if you show that, that's perfect. You show that to the American public, you're like, Donald Trump knew it. He absolutely knew it. He had all these files with these giant, yellow markings on them saying top secret, SCI, top secret. Donald Trump had none of those things ever. The FBI brought them into Mar-a-Lago during the raid, and then positioned it on this bed or on the floor, wherever it is, and never acknowledged that they were the one that brought in the fake cover sheets. They did that. And then they, quote unquote, this is all on a court document that I'm going to show you. As a matter of fact, Brent, go to the next one. The verbiage. There you go. Here's what they did. This is their court document. This was written by Jack Smith. Certain of the documents had colored cover sheets indicating their classification status. No, they didn't. Did everybody get this? This was written. A lot of people don't know how it works. Brent knows how it works. When you fill out an affidavit of any kind, either if Brent Phil went out, I'd have to witness him do it, and then I would sign off on what's called affiant. I'd be signing off like a notary, okay? So you are swearing and affirming. Like if he wrote a charging document against somebody for spouse battery, he can't sign his own affidavit. I would have to sign it as a witness. Affiant is actually the one charging the person of a crime. But I'm the one witnessing. I have to, because he's doing law enforcement. Hey, can you? I'm gonna witness me sign. And I'm signing my affidavit, and then somebody signs it for you. So anyway, so what he is saying here is absolute perjury, and probably felony perjury. This is the prosecutor. Look at evidence: 13 boxes or containers contain documents with classification markings. No, they didn't. The classification markings were brought in by them. In all, over 100 unique documents with classification markings. So, yeah, leave this up for me. While we're talking about Jack Smith is dropping charges, great, drop them, Jackie. You need to be criminally charged with tampering with evidence and perjury, both in the court, verbally, and in writing. Perjury. And if this is let off the hook, they're going to come for us again. If nobody does anything with this, they're going to come for us again. They're going to come for J.D. Vance in 4 years. They're going to come for Donald Trump in the middle of it. You have to put these people in prison, not for retribution, so that they stop persecuting us. If you don't make them swallow their own ipecac, then they're going to continue to jam it down your own throat because they don't know how bad it is. Just like when we all got assigned tasers. I don't know if it was like this at your department or not, Brent. We all had to be tased. Mm-hmm. When we got signed Capstan, pepper spray, we all had to be Capstan, or you weren't allowed to carry it. So they wanted you to know, whether you agree or not agree, they wanted you to know what it felt like so that you didn't just indiscriminately taser people or shoot them with Capstan. It's until you make people feel what they're doing to you, and we're not going to be like them. We're not going to trump up charges. We're not going to make up charges. We're not going to perjure ourselves or be a bunch of liars. We need to charge them for what they did, though, and not be like, well, it was political. Well, listen, if Donald Trump, think about if he didn't win, we weren't sitting where we are right now. And Kamala, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. If Kamala was the 47th president of the United States, if she was the president-elect right now, what would be happening to Donald Trump? All these prosecutions would be going forward. And he'd be spending the rest of his life in prison. Navarro would be back. Bannon would be back. And numerous other people would be back in prison. But look, this is him writing this. And remember the picture I showed you just a minute ago. All of those markings, all of those file folders were brought in by them with these giant bright markings on them and giant bright colors on them. Classified. That was all brought in by the FBI. Yeah, great. Flow back and forth. That's good. So that was brought in by the FBI. And then what does Jack Smith say? Go to the next one. There it is. This is what Jack Smith says. With evidence, 13 boxes or containers contain documents, classification markings. You mean the ones you brought in? And in all, over 100 unique documents with classification marks. That is more than twice the amount produced on June 3rd, 2022 in response to the grand jury subpoena were seized. Certain of the documents had colored cover sheets. Freaking perjury. That is perjury. Those colored markings, colored covered sheets, were brought in by Jack Smith and the FBI, by Christopher Wray. Christopher Wray did this. Lisa Monaco did this. Merrick Garland did this. Joe Biden did this. Kamala Harris did this. The FBI did this. And then Jack Smith, under penalty of perjury, swears and affirms. Certain of the documents had colored cover sheets indicating their classification status. Bold-faced lie. Attachment F, redacted FBI photograph. Then he uses as evidence his own made-up picture. He uses as evidence his own fabricated picture. He goes, to prove this, look at the picture, the one that he fabricated. Go back to it, Brent. Go back to the verbiage for me. There you go. Great job, guys. Appreciate it. Redacted FBI photograph of certain documents, classified cover sheets, recovered from the container. Okay, let's look at all the lies. First of all, 13 boxes contain contained documents, classification markings. That's a lie. Certain of the documents had colored cover sheets. That's a lie. This is all felonious perjury. Indicating their classification status. That's a lie. Attachment F, redacted FBI. I don't know. You're probably thinking, what is he pointing at? It's over here to my left. Redacted FBI photograph and certain documents and classified cover sheets recovered from the container in the 45 office. So Jack Smith says under oath in writing in this affidavit that he recovered those colored cover sheets from Trump's container. He brought them into the raid. He needs to spend the next 10 years of his life in federal prison, folks, for tampering with evidence. That's not even the tampering part. Tampering part is the picture. Then you've got the perjury part right here. And what does Jack Smith say? That they mishandled it. They mishandled the documents. No, you created a fabricated picture. That's not mishandling. Mishandling would be me telling Brent that we're on slide 8, but we're actually on slide 9. That's mishandling. That's innocent. Fabrication is not mishandling. Tampering is not mishandling. He says he mishandled and misrepresented. Hey, Aaron, put yourself on. What was misrepresented mean to you?
Not representing yourself correctly?
No, right. That's no. What misrepresented? You're totally correct.
Yeah.
That's not what he did. He bold-faced lied.
Oh, yeah.
It's not misrepresenting. Right. That's a clear and careful way of saying I perjured myself both in writing and in word. And I'm going to classify it as misrepresented. And the things that they collected didn't match their own digital record of what they collected. So they had less of what they, the digital record either said they had less of what they collected or the digital record said they should have, the digital record did not match. It either they had less or more than they were supposed to have. And Jay Bratt, the one who's filling out a lot of these affidavits and doing the day-by-day prosecution, met with White House counsel prior to it. Which I thought we were supposed to all believe in the absolute delusion of the separation between the DOJ, the independence of the DOJ, over the current administration, which has never occurred. You're telling me that Eric Holder wasn't in Barack Obama's back pocket? I want to say something more disgusting than that, but I won't do it. All right, what do you got there?
That's the attachment F, the redacted papers.
The reactions you and I aren't allowed to see.
Yeah.
This is what you and I, why can't we see it? I mean, amazing, truly amazing. All right, let me show you some of this here. 10-12. It's supposed to be over 12 minutes ago. But anyway, short night.
Yep.
All right, so we've had these Trump nominees. Again, love Trump. Voted for Trump 3 times. Vote for J.D. Vance, I think, unless J.D. Vance decides to pull a stupid. But love him. But one of these picks that he has, probably more than one. But this is the one that really has caught my eye. What in the world are we thinking with this one? Viva Fry video. I don't care if Trump's pick for Surgeon freaking General has apologized, recanted, and repented for her positions on masks. So she was wrong. How are you wrong? As an MD, a practicing doctor, how are you wrong? Again, and I don't mean to tell the same stories over and over again, but how is it that when I go to the hospital to visit people, that were one of them, or maybe both of them. It was one who was being COVID killed inside the hospital with remdesivir. Went to go visit him. Everybody in there, you're a freaking RN. You're a surgeon. You're an MD. You're a specialist doctor. How is it that nobody in there knows that a mask does nothing? The answer is they all know they do nothing. But they're scared of the consequences of speaking the truth. So they lack integrity, they lack a spine, and they lack human dignity. They know they're completely wrong. And then, even if they don't know they're wrong, why are you espousing something you're not sure of? I don't espouse things that I'm not sure of. I don't tell people, this is what Jesus says. If I don't know, that's what Jesus says. If I don't know that's what Jesus says, then I say, this is what I'm saying. How are you as a doctor espousing knowledge that you don't have? How are you as a doctor saying that these things are are of scientific certainty when you yourself have never researched it, have never read it, and somebody is simply dictating to you, or they have their hand up your butt as a like an anal puppet shoot, and you're simply a stenographer for somebody else. As a doctor, I get it if you're some sort of hospital administrator and you're not a medical expert. But when you are allegedly a medical expert with a 4-year college degree and 8 years of medical school and internships, and you're going to come out and say that masks work, like that vaccines work, and that and kids need to be vaccinated? Yeah, here she is. That is Janet. How do you think you pronounce her last name? Neshwit? I'll just go with Neshwit.
Yeah,
Neshwit.
Neshwit.
Neshwit. We'll go with Aaron's. Neshwit. So there she is. So let's go back to the video, finally. Here's where she stood during COVID. Play for me.
But yesterday, the CDC put out guidelines. If you are fully vaccinated, then it is safe to go outside, to go hiking, biking, to enjoy outdoor dining, to be around other people who are unvaccinated without a mask. Now, that is if you are fully vaccinated. If you are not vaccinated, you still have to take precautions around other people. Now, both vaccinated and unvaccinated groups have to still wear a mask in large public areas where it's crowded, like concerts and stadiums. And then when it comes to children, you know, we've got a lot of data that tells us children under the age of 10 are low risk for carriers or for transmission of COVID. So we really need to keep that in mind, especially with the summer coming up with summer camps. CDC is still recommending that the young ones wear their masks when they are around others, to stay in cohorts with camping. And the only times that they can remove their mask is if they're sleeping, if they're swimming, if they're eating, and they still have to maintain that social distancing as well. And I think part of that reasoning is because of the crowded areas with the campgrounds, and also kids can't yet be vaccinated. So right now it's 16 and older that we can vaccinate for Pfizer, for example, but we're still undergoing trials for the younger children to be vaccinated with Moderna, with Pfizer. So we're still waiting on that.
Our new Surgeon General, ladies and gentlemen, Janet Neshwit. That's our new Surgeon General. Just a little bit more on her here, and then actually, let me throw up that slide whenever you guys get it. I'll do that, otherwise I'm going to forget about it. So I just have to show you where she stood, and you're like, and again, even I always say that if somebody repents of it, that I'll forgive them and move on if they genuinely do. Or is she simply saying the right things now so she can be the next Surgeon General? You know, again, I have to always look at people's motives. So look at what she, can you blow that up? Oh, I'm good over here. I can see. Hopefully you guys can see it. This is where she stood during COVID. Look at this. Your activity. Unvaccinated people walk, run, or bike outdoors with members of your own household. Fully unvaccinated people. So you're allowed to do that. You can walk, run, or bike outdoors with members of your own household if you're unvaccinated and if you're fully vaccinated. Next, though, attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated family, with fully vaccinated people. Then you're allowed to do that if you're unvaccinated. Allowed to do that, according to her. If you're attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated. Everybody remember this crap? I mean, oh my gosh. Attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people. You're not allowed to do that. You're like, you're allowed to do it, but you have to be masked. And she's a medical expert. And all the mask studies have come out and said that not only do they not do any good at all they do is negative because they trap latent viruses in the mask themselves, because guess what you're supposed to be doing when you're exhaling? And I'm not a doctor. She is. When you're exhaling, guess what you're supposed to be doing? Can anybody guess? Aaron, can you guess?
Exhaling?
You're supposed to be exhaling.
Yeah. Oh.
It's supposed to be air going out and fluids going out.
Exhaust.
Not being, yeah, like exhaust fumes. You imagine that works out real well for people, doesn't it? When they sit in the garage with the car and breathe in the things that are supposed to be exhaled, you know, that works out real well, doesn't it? That's called a method of suicide. That's what a mask is. And the studies were done at University of Florida. They found the funguses on them and the bacteria on them, and people were way more sick with them than without them. But anyway, she knows this. She knows that exhaling means exhaling, and you shouldn't be re-breathing the things that you exhale, because you know what? God knows what he's doing. And he knows that there are certain things that you're supposed to be exhaling. But then she espouses the opposite of what she knows is true so that she can advance herself. That's our next Surgeon General. How in the world, Aaron said it, how in the world do we get this infiltration from the swamp? How does this happen? How is Latipo not the next Surgeon General? Who's the Surgeon General of Florida? How is he not the next Surgeon General? I mean, why? How about Peter McAuliffe? Robert W. Malone? Ryan Cole? Simone Gold? Well, why do we have a COVID whore? And I'd say that male or female. COVID whore as our next Surgeon General, who pimped and whored vaccines, pimped and whored masks, put out her ridiculous rules that make absolutely no sense. My whole thing is this. If you're vaccinated and it stops the transmission of COVID and it stops you from getting infected with COVID, why does it matter if you're around a non-vaccinated person? I feel like we're going back to COVID. I feel like I'm back 3 years ago right now. Brett, you missed all those. You should have seen those podcasts.
Wild days.
I mean, yeah, wild. I mean, you want to talk about screaming rampages. Because nothing makes any sense. This is a woman right here who believed in vaccine mandates. She believes in them. The only way that a mandate makes any sense at all is if the vaccine stops transmission and infection. Otherwise, why does a mandate, what does a mandate do? I mean, what's the purpose of a mandate? And she believes in them. Why have a mandate to stop transmission and infection using a vaccine that doesn't stop transmission or infection? All right, Dr. Simone Gold video. Wow, Trump's pick for Surgeon General. Play it for me.
First of all, vaccines save lives. And I am so excited and I thank and I commend Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg for taking action because this affects everyone. This affects our children. It affects adults. I mean, just look at the recent measles outbreak, the biggest outbreak that we've had in decades with measles. And that's no joke. Measles can cause brain inflammation and pneumonia and ear infections and hearing loss and death. So it's about time that they are taking action. And I hope and pray that other social media platforms will follow suit and do the same thing.
Right now, it's not a good idea to go to Florida. I would say look for an alternative.
That's the next Surgeon General? The next Surgeon General who warned you don't want to go to the free state of Florida? Don't want to go to Florida because there was no mandates, there was no lockdowns. So you don't want to go to Florida. And then she thanks Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook for banning me.
True.
I haven't been able to friend anybody on Facebook for over 4 years. I have 30,000, when we were still on Facebook, I have 30,000 people following me via personally or the church, and we'd have 12 people watching. On our first or second podcast, we had 900 people watching. Right now we have, that I can see, about 1,000 people watching. It's taken us that long in the creation of Rumble for us to have an audience. And she's thanking Mark Zuckerberg for doing that? And she's somehow a Trumpster? She's somehow a conservative? When she was pro-banning speech, pro-vaccine mandates, pro-mask mandates, pro-COVID vaccine to begin with, that a COVID vaccine stops transmission and infection when it doesn't. Pro lockdowns, pro not going to the free state of Florida, when our numbers were way better than the states that had the strictest of all mitigations, and all the numbers are fraudulent anyway, so it's very difficult to weigh the numbers when everybody's lying about the numbers. And I don't have time to get into that right now. I would love doing so. I need to do like a whole show on COVID again, but I'm not going to do it.
Thanksgiving
special on Thanksgiving night,
7 p.m.
turkey. We're gonna have turkey. Hey, pull that Alex Jones.
Oh yeah,
turkey
yeah.
thing. Let's play that real quick.
Okay.
I love that from the pregame. I'm gonna move on, and then you get it when you get Aaron. Yeah. You already have it.
I gotta pull.
Oh, you'll find it. So let's go to the next one, Brett. Mike Benz video. As Doge seeks to clean up the Blob's books, the Blob will respond with mass book burning. Play it for me.
How do you see that pushback coming? We now see that Vivek and Elon are going hard on this Department of Government Efficiency. We're going in to slash and burn, and that's the only way to get rid of this thing. What do you expect the pushback to be?
Well, you don't need to be a conspiracy theorist. You can simply read the New York Times and be a true believer in the trust and integrity of the mainstream media, because the New York Times published last week that there were emergency meetings at the Pentagon about how to Trump-proof the agency against the commander-in-chief. We know that these conversations are happening. listening. In fact, there's a sort of somewhat notorious, famous tweet going around right now. Someone found the actual procurements at the Pentagon. They ordered an industrial shredder the day of the election, which is big enough to basically mash up servers. I mean, you have a $35 trillion black hole in the Pentagon budget that's larger than the annual GDP of the entire country, just the size of the accounting black hole in the Pentagon's budget. There's a lot to be cleaned up.
All right, so the day of the election, the Pentagon orders an industrial shredder, which is capable of actually shredding, it's not really a shredder, shredding like hard drives. That's what was ordered the day of the election as the Pentagon moves to Trump-proof the agency. That's what we are against. Nothing is over. It has only simply begun, and we have to be cold-blooded street dog killers. And I don't, and I mean that in a figurative sense, of course. Not talking about violence, but you have to be that way because many, many people, we have to do what Elon did with Twitter. When you have a budget, when you have a budget of $6.8 trillion and you bring in $4 trillion in tax revenue, things have to be cut, folks, or we're going to go down. I have a whole section on debt. It's 1025. I can't believe it's 1025. I got a whole section on insider trading. I'm not getting to you tonight because I spent an hour on Ukraine, which I didn't intend to do. I intended to spend 15 minutes on Ukraine. I spent 48 minutes on Ukraine. Dadgummit. So anyway, is Alex Jones ready?
He's ready.
All right, just have to play this again because it's just too fun. This is all of us on Thanksgiving Day. Play it for me.
And behold, I saw the horse, tail, the rider. Its name was Death. Pull up Revelation. Not a bunch of crap like these New World Order pedophile devil worshippers. I'm so blown away by the power of our God that's almighty. Woo!
That's us, Thanksgiving Day. We ought to do a TLP Thanksgiving special. I'll just sit there with my turkey in front of me with a mic right here. But anyway. All right, let's go to the next one. Let me get a couple more in here before we go. I have to show you this. Now, all these people who want to vote against Matt Gaetz, like, Tom, get over Matt Gaetz. Not ever getting over it. That's really the key to political victory, is to get over nothing and seek retribution. Retribution for the purpose of no longer being mistreated. Making people feel what they've done to you so that they stop doing it. If they had stopped doing it, if there wasn't Brett Kavanaugh, then I wouldn't be all, if it was, well, if Matt Gaetz hadn't been falsely accused of sex trafficking, then I wouldn't be all over Brett Kavanaugh. Because Brett Kavanaugh should have taken care of business by suing into oblivion via defamation Christine Blasey Ford. And I wouldn't be all over Kavanaugh if Clarence Thomas would have sued Anita Hill into financial oblivion for her defamations against him. But nobody does it. They just move on. So nobody suffers the repercussions that they should suffer for their false allegations and defamations. Christine Blasey Ford made $600,000 off of her defamations against Brett Kavanaugh, false accusations. So now, but nobody, no, these people didn't vote for Matt Gaetz, but they voted for Rachel Levine, i.e. his real name, Richard. That is a fully penis man who has children. Right there. In order for you to have children, you had to have had a penis. Senator Susan Collins and Senator Lisa Murkowski, both Republicans, quote unquote, voted to confirm Rachel, i.e., Richard Levine, to be Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, right under Javier Baccaria Becerra. But these two rhinos are now saying that they doubt Matt Gaetz can be Attorney General. Yeah, they both went out, you know, of course, behind the scenes, stated they would not vote for Matt Gaetz, but would vote for that. Vote for that. All right, go to the next one for me. Here's Ballotpedia. Confirmation vote. Vote roll call. Mayorkas was confirmed. Mayorkas, who is, in my opinion, somebody who's committed treason. Mayorkas was confirmed on February 2nd, 2021 by a vote of 56 to 43. 56 to 43. Democrats, 48. Six Republicans voted for Mayorkas. Right there on the bottom. Shelley Moore Capito, still a senator. Susan Collins, still a senator. Lisa Murkowski, still a senator. There's Cuckboy Portman, no longer a senator. Mitt Romney, still a senator. And Dan Sullivan, no longer a senator. I shouldn't say that. I don't know if Dan Sullivan is or not. I don't remember. All right, it's not that I don't remember. I don't know whether he is or not. So anyway, look at all. Now, of course, Mitt Romney would never have voted for Matt Gaetz, but yet votes for Alejandro Mayorkas. And I don't have time to get into it because it's 10:29, but it's because none of these people are actually Republicans. And they all, for years, have been voting Democrat. All of them do. That is their path to political success. I don't have time to get into that right now. Go to the next one. I'm going to try to get through these. Oh, you're still there. Dan yeah. Sullivan's still there?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Aaron got it. All right, these are the Republicans who voted to support Garland. Blunt, Burr, Caputo, Cassidy, Collins, Cornyn, Johnny Cornyn. Yeah, that was the nominee for Majority Leader of the Senate. Joni Ernst, Lindsey Graham, of course, Chuck Grassley, Inhofe, Johnson. Yeah, even Ron Johnson. Man, what are you thinking, dude? Cuckboy Lankford. Of course, Mitchie McConnell, Moran, Murkowski, Portman, Romney, of course. They always vote for their globalist friends. Rounds, Thune, and Tillis. All right, that's it. 10:30. Daggummit, I've got so much. I got stuff, and it's... You know what? Let me show you guys this. I got to do this. And it's all because we're moving into the holidays. We're moving into the holidays. I've got to show you this. Skip up. Hey, Brent, find this one for me. You're almost there. Lisa video. I'm so glad this is the last Christmas. Play for me. Aaron, if you just grab a frame of that and freeze it and put it next to me if you can, or just anything. It doesn't even matter what it is. Whenever I get upset about, listen, we all knew the transition wasn't going to be perfect. We all knew that. We knew Trump was going to pick people like Marco Rubio that we didn't want picked. We all knew that. But every day, every single day, see that guy back there with the flower on his head? We can be thankful that we no longer will have to deal with that for the next 4 years, even though we haven't to swallow Dr. Janet Neshwit. We're having to deal with that as Surgeon General, but we can be very, very thankful that we're not going to have to deal with prancing transgender morons around the White House on Christmas Day. Isn't that great? All right. Love each and every one of you. Really appreciate you. Rumble Rants Night, Natsua 99, Matriarch of the Chat, Tammy L. Margaret, also $10. Love you guys. I can't believe that we actually did pop over 1,000 people on Thanksgiving week. I really appreciate it. We're back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock for our last podcast of the week. Then we'll be off for the rest of the week. We'll be back on church on Sunday. And there's a lot of podcast material that comes out on Sunday morning. And Aaron will back this up. I won't be able to podcast on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So who knows what's going to come out of my mouth on Sunday.
Or tomorrow.
I said, I'm not going to podcast Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah. Right. But I know I've got tomorrow, but I'm just saying, what in the world will come out of my mouth on Sunday when I'm not able to say anything Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday or Saturday? True. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm going to be all chomping at the bit, especially if something really big happens, we're coming in. I mean, we're coming in. I won't be able, but I'm just saying that, you know, if not, it's just normal stuff. I mean, because I try to get off and I try not to look at it. I can't help it. It's like, I can't help it. I sit there and I'm like watching football. And the next thing I know, I'm sending stuff to the podcast. You know, so who knows? But anyway, really appreciate you guys. Love you. Love each and every one of you. Final podcast for the week. Tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, I'll be in the chat during the post game. Post game is mostly positive. Lots of doggy stuff. You know, I love that. But it's mostly positive. You'll love it. Stick around for it. It's not that long. I'm done screaming at you. It's 10:33. But we'll be back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, one last time. God bless you.
2 Corinthians 8:9. He became poverty so that you could become rich. And then Christians think that it's an attribute to be poor. That's like saying that it's an attribute to become sin because he became sin. Well, you just want to feed the world. How are you going to feed the world when you're broke? Wouldn't you rather, instead of signing up for a dollar a day to save this or that, wouldn't you rather save an entire village? by giving them $5 million? Well, we have all of that. The cattle upon 1,000 hills and all wealth is his. Romans chapter 8, 16 and 17. Join heirs with him. Therefore, what does heir mean? Inheritance. It's yours. And it's not yours in heaven. It's yours now. Nobody ever believes it, because they've been ingrained into believing that poverty is a Christian attribute. It is not. If you don't want it, give it away and let God make you a continuous conduit of cash.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.